Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Aarti Pharma Labs Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Aarti Pharma Labs Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of financial year 2025. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Rashesh Gogri, Chairman; Mrs. Hetal Gogri Gala, Vice Chairperson and Managing Director; Mr. Piyush Lakhani, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Rashesh Gogri to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I welcome all the analysts and investors to this earnings call on this performance of Aarti Pharma Labs for the quarter and the year ended June 30, 2024. Our results documents were shared with you earlier, and I hope you would have got a chance to go through them. To begin with, let me provide you the business highlights. The company operates three distinct areas within the pharmaceutical industry. One is xanthine derivatives, API and intermediates, and CDMO/CMO. In xanthine derivative segments, we contributed 54% of the turnover in Q1, and despite aggressive competition from China, we have been able to leverage our relationship with our customers and grow our international revenues for the xanthine derivatives. As you may be aware, we are one of the largest Indian pharmaceutical manufacturers of xanthine derivatives. Given our leadership and position and favorable outlook for the demand from the large corporations, we are seeing strong potential for this segment. The API and intermediate business contributed 44% of the turnover in Q1. Out of this turnover, the regulated market contributed 55%, and the rest of the world market contributed 35%, and the balance 10% was from the non-regulated market. This split is in line with our strategy to focus on regulated business, which offers higher profitability and stable demand. Given our strong focus in R&D and process innovation, we are able to provide necessary regulatory and IP support to our global customers, and this gives us a competitive edge over our competitors. The third segment, CDMO/CMO, has contributed 2.4% of the turnover in this quarter. We are presently working with 18 customers on 53 projects, of which 27 projects are on the commercial stage at the customer's end, and 26 are under different stages of development at customer's end. This highlights our presence in late-phase projects. The sales contribution of CDMO/CMO in this quarter is comparatively lower on account of long lead orders, which we have delivery scheduled later in this year. These QOQ fluctuations are part of the business, as the products are typically multi-stage. We are thoroughly optimistic that we should be able to grow this segment by 25%-30% YOY in financial year 2025. The new R&D center dedicated to CDMO/CMO is gaining good traction and has strong pipeline, harnessing advanced technologies and modern equipment. It is successfully catering to a substantial surge in the number of customer projects. Let me now share key financial highlights. Consolidated financials, I am pleased to announce that in Q1 FY25, the consolidated top line was rupees 555 crores, which was 21% higher YOY. For the Q1 FY25, the consolidated EBITDA from the operations was 96.4 crores as compared to rupees 84.9 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year, and that is an increase of 14% YOY. The consolidated PAT for the quarter was 55.3 crore, 18% higher YOY. I will now share the progress and updates on the key expansion projects. Given the demand from several large corporations, we have announced the capacity expansion of Xanthine in the last quarter, and we are in the process of acquiring adjacent land for the brownfield expansion of the project. We expect to complete this project in the beginning of FY26 and thereby achieve a total production capacity of 9,000 metric tons per annum. The Atali project, primarily focusing on CDMO, CMO and intermediate manufacturing, is advancing as planned, and we expect to commission the site by Q4 FY25. The semi-commercial block production at our USFDA intermediate unit at Vapi is in final stages of completion and is expected to become fully operationalized in Q2 FY25, as briefed last time. This expansion will address the gap of small to medium batch sizes in the current system, in line with our plan of offering gram scale to ton scale level batch sizes, ultimately aiding our CDMO CMO business. Lastly, setting up of a new solar power plant at Akola, Maharashtra is progressing well and estimated to get commissioned in the current quarter. This project is estimated to generate 1/3 of our power requirement in Maharashtra, and it will reduce our manufacturing costs. We remain optimistic about the future and maintain our guidance to achieve EBITDA growth of approximately 10 to 12% in FY25 and long-term goal of around 15% annual growth in next 3 years. I will now request moderator to open the forum for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment for the question queue to assemble. The first question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. And first question is with regards to CDMO, CMO business. Of course, you have mentioned in your initial comments about the drop in the business. And you have maintained your guidance of around 25% plus for CDMO revenues this year. So what we have been hearing and reading is there is some kind of shift from China to some of the large Indian companies with regards to CDMO, CMO orders coming in. Okay. So with regards to us, are we seeing any kind of new inquiries or larger inquiries coming, which probably you would not have anticipated a year ago? That is my first question.
Yeah, as we have informed to you that earlier we were having close to 40 projects that we were doing, and this quarter that number is swelled to 53 projects. So this showcases that we have traction of new projects coming in our fold, and of course we are filling large RFPs, large number of RFPs, out of which these are the projects that we have won with our innovator partners. So we are seeing a large traction towards India away from China, and RP Pharma Labs is also able to get more inquiries and projects.
And sir, one more thing about this. Typically, what kind of size, average size of contracts or inquiries used to be coming to Aarti Pharma, say, 6 to 12 months ago, and how has it changed recently?
So basically, any CDMO CMO project will require at least 6 to 12 months of cycle before it becomes, you start commercial supplies and you understand overall demand. So we have a mix of commercial projects which are getting shifted, and also, late phase projects also coming to us. And overall, the inquiries have increased. If you see the number of additions that we have got this quarter have been significantly good, and we anticipate that, speed to continue.
So I was just trying to understand the size of each of these projects. You know, some of these inquiries, have they changed in last 6-12 months in terms of, you know, the ticket size which you are talking to your customers, or probably you are talking to much larger customers and thereby the size of each inquiry or order has changed?
Yeah, so we are having projects in the entire spectrum. So we have some projects with specified technology that we have, and certain projects which are you know, getting shifted on the commercial. So the commercial projects have higher ticket sizes, and the newer projects where, you know, we are plugged in the system earlier, also, you know, they have smaller tickets. But as the product gets launched, the overall size of the business, depending on the product growth, improves. So we have a mix of both, and overall, it really depends on the product, how big it is. But we have had bigger inquiries which are 1-2 million plus range in recent past as well.
Sure. And so with regards to capex, so we have mentioned in your initial remarks about the various capexes. So if you could break down the amount, like Xanthine last quarter, you had mentioned that we will freeze the exact number somewhere and, you know, share in this call. So what is the amount of capex being done for Xanthine from 5,000 to 9,000 tons and the other capex specifications?
Yeah, so we are anticipating close to 150 crore capex for the Xanthine project. This will be spent across two sites that we use for the Xanthine project. And the other projects that we have, as we have shared earlier, the Atali project has a total outlay of approximately 375 crores. And the solar project, which is on the verge of completion, is around 90 crores.
So this year you spent somewhere around 150 on Xanthine and 375 Atali.
No, the Xanthine also will get spread over next year. Atali will be spent in this year, because we will start, you know, Atali facility. Of course, it is a very large facility, so we may phase it basically in couple of months, one by one, the entire facility can also. So in a quarter, it will gradually, the momentum will gain, and we can operate the full Atali facility.
Sure. And last thing, sir, there is a sharp increase in employee expenses. Anything to read over there? And also with regards to other expenses, like this quarter we had 70, previous quarter it was 86. So anything to read in this?
No, employee expenses, Piyush here. So employee expenses have increased in line with the, you know, growing business, and we also are incurring some, you know, employing more people because of the expansion at Vapi that is happening. So at Vapi also we are putting in 1 month block, and this also include the commission amount also to the directors. So that is in line with the increment that we normally give every year.
Uh-huh.
And other expenses, what was the question?
Other expenses, which were last year around 62 crores, fourth quarter it was 85-86 crores, and then this quarter it has come down to 70 crores. So is this just a quarterly blip, or is there anything to read in this other expenses?
No, see, basically the variable expenses will move in tandem with, you know, how the top line is moving. So, and the power cost is something which has gone up because it is going up in Maharashtra mostly every year. So this year also it has increased. So compared to quarter one of last year, it will be definitely higher, the power cost. The freight also has been going up and down. So quarter four, the freight cost was much higher, which has slightly come down in this quarter. And if you remember, in quarter four of last year, we had done some R&D product impairment also. So that's why the other expenses in the last quarter of the last quarter was higher, which has slightly come down.
Sure. That's helpful. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ensure that the management is able to answer questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. And if you have a follow-up question, please fall back in the question queue. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Vyas from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Am I audible?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your volume is very low. Could you speak a bit louder?
Hello. Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, good morning, everybody. So, my question is on, sir, when we look at the numbers, how one should read on, just on a standalone or consolidated basis? Because if you look at from standalone, it's around 394 crores. And on console, it's around 556 crores. So, in our presentation, how one should read the segmental breakup? On standalone, that 2.4% of CDMO is of standalone or on a console basis?
Standalone.
And so then how, then what makes the, what about the difference of this 160 crore, how it comes?
Yeah, so we have associate company and a subsidiary company. So these are consolidated in the Aarti Pharma Labs result.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Yeah. So we have a associate company called Ganesh Polychem Limited, and also we have a 100% owned subsidiary Aarti USA Incorporation, and which has some trading business, legacy business of the chemical trading business, which is still being undertaken in that entity, which eventually will shift or stop by the end of this year once Aarti Industries sets up its own subsidiary in USA. So this is a legacy subsidiary which got transferred to Aarti Pharma Labs.
Okay.
So that's why I request you to look at the standalone, because in the consolidated result, almost 100 crore is the trading sales.
Okay. And sir, when we look at the Aarti Pharma Labs, how one should understand in terms of gross margins profile, given the we are in three segments. So I'm not asking the actual numbers, but how one should look at the gross margins of the company, and given the differential segments are there.
Yeah, so I think at the overall level we have gross margin of around.
It would be about 50 to 55%.
And sir, if you can just help us understand how one should read on, an API and Zentin segment, how the margin profile there stands, mid-teens, mid-20s, or like?
EBITDA margin?
No, I'm asking on the gross margin basis, sir.
Gross margins
are... I missed out. EBITDA margin, sorry.
No. So gross margins are better in API and intermediates than the Zen.
Okay.
CMO enjoys the highest gross margins.
Okay. Thank you.
Then it is average out in, it depends on number of stage product that I do for that particular quarter. And so that also varies quarter to quarter.
Okay. And so how things stands on, in the Zentin derivatives market? I mean, whether those Chinese aggression has come down or slowed down, or how one should look at going forward?
Yeah, so fatal year. China is as aggressive as ever, and the pricing have been reduced in the spot market. So we have a balance of contract and spot. So it is challenging for the spot business. China is becoming very aggressive still.
Yeah, but still, as you have seen that we have been able to grow our export business overall. And this quarter, we have been able to do almost 57% of the Zentin was exported. So the relationship and the connects that we have, we are able to increase the market share.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikash Sharda from NT Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have one question on the pollution control notice which you disclosed for the Dombivli plant. So what were the reasons and what's the plan for resolution or any financial impact for the year, if you could comment?
Yeah, so we received a pollution notice from the MPCP at our Dombivli site. So in Dombivli site, one of the Dombivli site where we had MPCP come in and issue notice for some gas related issue. Basically the natural gas based boiler startup related issue, and which we had resolved immediately. So the issue was resolved within 7 days, and we could get the startup of the facility. Took 30-35 days for us to get the approval from them to restart. So now the facility has restarted, and we are operating all our facilities now.
So because as you would have read, it is something which impacted many companies in the same business area or industrial area.
I understand, but the impact was only like 30-35 days, that 2% of revenue, so not material.
Not material.
Understand. And it will be nice if you could disclose the Ganesh Polychem revenues and EBITDA probably separately in each quarterly results, so because that's also quite significant for you now.
Yeah. So we will, of course, in the annual, it is getting disclosed. We will disclose the Ganesh Polychem data also from next time.
Perfect. Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeresh from White Oak Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. You have like 27 commercial projects in CDMO, CMO, right?
Yes.
So, sir, on a per project basis, the average value is less than like $1 million. So, it looks low to me. So, can you just explain on that a little bit?
So, the commercial projects at the customer end means that we have started supplying to them.
Second alternate source.
Yeah.
A lot of places.
Yeah, so what happens is that it takes some time for slowly building up, because we will give them the validation quantity and then they will move us to the actual market as their product gets launched, or the product site transfer happens from one vendor to the other, and that is when they plug in new vendors. So all that process, so we are in that process. So I wouldn't say that all the products are commercially and at their full potential, out of which the half of the projects are still at an early stage. So this potential will grow significantly.
How would this be split between patented products and generic products?
All are patented products only. Whatever we are saying in CDMO, CMO are all patented products only.
Okay. And they are a combination of APIs as well as intermediates, or they're largely skewed towards one?
Only intermediates, and intermediates are classified as early stage intermediate and late stage intermediate. So there will be GMP intermediate and key starting raw materials. So we are present in both the segments. So we also offer GMP intermediates.
Okay. And how would it be split between development projects and commercial projects?
So that we have mentioned, so that it is a 50-50, approximately 50% are on path to become commercial, whereas 50% are still developmental project where, initial work is being done at our end and at the customer's end.
Typically between phase 1 to phase 3.
Okay. And API and intermediate... Okay.
Could you please fall back in the question?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Are you audible?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So total capex which will be outlaying for the FY25 would be 375 crores plus 90 crores, but assuming enzyme derivatives would be around 75 crores?
So basically, the outlay, what we are saying is around 500 to 550 crores would be the capex that would be done in this year.
500 to 500 would be a good number, Piyush.
Okay.
Okay. And we have been commissioning the Vapis in Q2 FY25. What could be the revenue potential in FY25 and how we have been outlooking in terms of revenue in FY26 as well?
So basically the total volume that will get generated, volume per KL in this manufacturing block that we have put up is only 30-40 KL. But it is going to breach the early stage or R&D requirements of our customers for the clinical phase development, where they need smaller batch sizes and stuff. So overall, it may not add too much value, but overall, it will accelerate the pipeline at our end.
Okay, okay. And sir, in the CDMO side, if we look at the, like, if our contribution is just 11%, that is 41 crores on standalone basis. So, assuming we have been, like, we are giving a guidance of 25-30% growth, are we due to, like, in the, even though we have been many molecules on the commercial side, so we have been very conservative on that basis, or, like, because the FY24, the base is very small.
See, FY24, we did close to 170 crores of CDMO, CMO business, and we have guided for a 25-30% growth over and above that. So, it will not be a QOQ. Every quarter you will see 1/4 of that. You know, the certain quarters may have higher sales and certain quarters may have lower sales. But, and then we are also taking up multi-stage products. So multi-stage products takes time. So overall, we have good order book. And that's why we have given this guidance on my call.
Hello. Sorry to interrupt, sir, but the current participant has been disconnected. We will move on to the next question. It's from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, again, a question on the CMO, CDMO side. So, you know, if I was looking at your data for molecules which are on the commercial stage, so, you know, we last year in Q1, we had 16 molecules in the commercial stage, and we ended Q4 at 21 molecules. And now in this quarter itself, we have added 6 more commercial molecules at around, you know, and we are ending at around 27 molecules in the commercial stage. So, you know, there has been a significant addition which is happening on the commercial stage molecules as well. So normally what we have seen in CMO, CDMO is that, you know, most of the innovators tie up with CMO, CDMO during the development phase itself, you know, at phase one or even at the discovery stage. So, however, in our case, we have seen significant shift significant addition in the commercial stage molecule. So if you can explain about this. And secondly, you know, on the same segment, you know, in commercial stage molecules, normally in the year 3, year 4 is where, you know, we start seeing significant pickup in sales, and, you know, sales for the many large molecules reach to their peak. So where are we in that phase for our commercial molecules? You know, out of this 27, you know, when do you see peak sales coming in for many of them?
Yeah, so as you rightly mentioned that we have been growing our overall commercial product basket. So the number that we are giving here is the number of projects which we have cumulatively which are active. So we have 27 active projects. We may sell in particular quarter in few of them, and we may sell in, you know, certain years also few of them. But these are the active projects where the drug is still active and we have been approved as a source for the drug product via intermediates or CGMP products. So, and these may be in phase 3 and above. So that is what we call it, the products which are going for commercialized close to 27. Yeah. And as you rightly mentioned that a lot of partners are getting selected at phase, early phase, but there is always a shift which is happening when the product is getting bigger and bigger and approvals are coming in. The innovator changes his strategy and then decides who is going to be the reliable supplier for them for the future of the patent life of the product. And that is phase 3 plus stage. And that is where we are trying to get more projects. And at that stage also, the medicinal development which they have done with early phase gets knocked off and the new vendors get entry.
So normally, I know the, for this commercial molecule that we have, how many alternate, how many suppliers will be there for the intermediates that we supply to, you know, innovators on an average, if you can tell, like, there will be like, normally we have seen it's normally not more than 2-3.
Not more than 2-3 suppliers.
Okay, and the earlier supply would be the ones which had worked with the innovators at the development stage, and now because of the increasing volumes, we have been added as a vendor.
Either increasing volume or China plus one or the current vendor is not qualified to do anything which is very large volume commercial requirements or commercial grade production. So that is where we specialize. So our specialty is how we are able to commercialize the projects which are at phase 3 and support the innovator for the entire patent life of the product.
So, and given the kind of pace we have seen
Mr. Ankit, could you please fall back?
Just a follow-up on this. I'll just finish it up. You know, the kind of pace that we have seen in, you know, addition of molecules in Q1, do you think this will continue for the near to medium term given the legislation which has been passed in U.S. Recently against China for the CDM?
Yes. The BioSecure Act has has forced U.S. companies to shift away from China. And that's why other non-Chinese suppliers of these intermediates and the GMP intermediates are seeing more inquiries. And we are benefiting from this.
Okay. Thank you, Mishal.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitesh Dutt from Burman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. First question on CDMO. So we have been hearing a lot of chatter around BioSecure Act that you just mentioned. Are you seeing any specific opportunities opening us for you as well because of this act?
Yeah, so that is what I mentioned to the previous caller also, that in 6 months we have added 9 commercial projects from 16 to 27, and we have a strong pipeline of early phase projects also. So overall now we have total projects also, 53 projects are currently live with various customers, which are 18 customers. So we have added 2 more customers and also added more projects from our existing customers. So we are getting more and more traction from our current customers which have seen the advantage of placing these projects with us because of our previous supplies to these customers.
Got it. Second question on Xanthine. This quarter, I believe we have done a revenue of 210 CR versus 180 odd crore in the last 5 to 6 quarters. And this is despite the pricing pressure, etc., you mentioned from China. So what has led to this jump in revenues? Any volume uptick we are seeing or one-off prices in this quarter?
So overall, we have seen in Xanthine and allied segments, so we have seen more volume that we have been able to do. And Xanthine is not alone caffeine, so there are other products also which are part of this segment, that the way in which we are reporting. So overall, we are seeing good growth for the current quarter. And we are pretty confident that we'll continue doing similar or better going forward.
Okay, this last question on gross margins. I think there is some compression there. This quarter we are at 48%. I'm talking about standalone versus 54% last quarter and your guidance of 50 to 52. So the 48% number this quarter, is it because of lower contribution of CDMO CMO or any raw material pricing pressure that you are seeing? And should it get back to 50% levels by next quarter?
Yeah. So there is definitely the CDMO CMO segment revenue is less this quarter. And of course, it will get picked up in subsequent quarters of this year and which will rationalize overall percentage. But as you know that the industry is becoming more and more competitive, so overall there is of course pricing pressure as well on the API segment also.
Understood. Thank you. I'll get back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tawani Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning everyone. So my first question is on Xanthine. I think Hetelman mentioned that, you know, Chinese aggression continues in that segment. So I think in last call, we had a view that the prices have almost bottomed out. So are the prices falling from last quarter basis also? And also this competition or the aggression is only on the caffeine side or the other products in the Xanthine basket as well?
Yeah, so what has happened is that overall the prices are falling from last quarter and of course the raw materials are also falling from earlier quarter. So we are seeing, overall cost of goods also coming down so that we are able to maintain our overall margins in this segment. And
apart from testing, the other caffeine also prices are come down.
Other prices are also coming down little bit.
It is more of a adjustment for the RM price falling, right? It's not the price war kind of a situation.
Yeah. It is more of a raw material correction.
Okay. Second question, sir, on the CDMO side, I think we ended last year with almost 11.5% contribution. And this year and next year, we are guided for a very strong growth. So, you know, at the overall revenue mix, the proportion will get higher. So last year, on a standalone, we ended with 50% gross margin. So as CDMO proportion grows to, let's say, 20% plus, we should move up in the gross margin trajectory. Is that a right assumption to make? And if so, will it be like 53-54% kind of a range, or can you guide something on that?
No, it depends on number of stages that we are doing in this CDMO CMO projects. And so it is a function, the gross margin is function of number of stages. Suppose I have a 7-stage product, then my gross margin goes up to 70% also, because everything I am doing in-house. Whereas there could be a 2-stage product where my margin is less. So depends on the number of products that are in which kind of segment and how many stages we are doing. Typically, we end up doing 3-4 stages in the CDMO CMO space. But we have few projects where we have much more longer stages which we have been processing currently and which has which will have a positive impact on the overall gross contribution also and gross margins incoming. Yeah, but overall gross margins, we can't give a real guidance. Overall, we can give the guidance on the growth because overall occupancy of our facility is a function of how many stages we are doing. And as we occupy more and more of our facility, the gross margins will go up for the particular product.
Okay. And on the same team expansion...
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Thank you. Okay. The next question is a follow-up question from Mahesh Vash from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, when we look at the CDMO business, how would have been our capacity utilization in last couple of years, and how once we are coming up with the Tali project, how you see the you know, how the capacity utilization and, you know, the asset and one should take off on it?
Yeah, see, currently we are using the facility for CDMO, CMO and intermediates and API combined. So overall, I think our occupancy is 85%. Utterly, we are going to add almost 400 to 500 KL, close to 500 KL of capacity, reactor volume capacity, and which will significantly increase our capacity almost by 25-30% from the current level. So, and this is going to be phase one of Utterly, and of course, we can build multiple. Every year, we envisage to build similar block or at least 250 to 300 KL capacities in Utterly. So we are well poised to, you know, match the capacity and keep certain free capacity so that we can meet the demand and surge of demand of our CDMO, CMO customers as well as API and intermediate customers.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tiresh from White Oak Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you again. Just following up from the earlier question, the current reactor capacity in combined, excluding xanthine, is about 200 KL, right?
No,
2000 KL. 2000 KL, sorry.
It is not 2000 or 200. We will get you the real number offline. So currently we are adding close to 500 KL, 450 to 500 KL in Utterly, which will be around 25% addition. Yeah. So we have close to
25% retention. Achha. Okay. Sorry. 1000 KL. Okay. And right now it was combined for API and CDMO. With the new block, you will carve out CDMO capacity separately or still be fungible across both?
It will be fungible between intermediates and CDMO, CMO because both the businesses require multi-purpose assets. And this multiple, for example, currently our Vapi site has a hydrogenation block which was commercialized earlier in this year, so in last year. So that we don't propose to put up a hydrogenation block in Utterly because here we have got sufficient capacity to do the hydrogenation. So depending on the requirement of the project, we'll move the product stages around both the facilities.
Okay, understood. And so one last question. So you're explaining that we've moved from 16 to 27 commercial projects and, you know, we are doing mainly patented products, only intermediates. So are these, like, can you just give a qualitative understanding of, are they in the early stages of their commercial launch or are in their life cycle management of from a patent early
most
stages?
Most of them are in early stage of commercial, but there are few in life cycle phase also. So, but more than 50-60% is in early stage.
By revenue?
Of the 27, yeah.
Okay, understood. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav Shikari from Navneet. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, sir, my question is on regarding on the margin front. So, we had like around 21% margin in last quarter, and this time we have dipped to 17%. So, any guidance on that, like why there is so much of fall in the margins, and any guidance on hitting the peak margins again?
Piyush, you want to take this question?
Yeah, I didn't get the name, but this particular, you know, question has already been answered. So basically, you know, if you look at quarter on quarter, you'll see some up and down because the CDMO CMO business, which basically contributes, which is the highest margin business for us, that basically goes up and down on quarter on quarter basis. As you have seen, in the last quarter it was 18%. You know, its contribution to the overall revenue of the quarter, which has come down to 2% in this quarter. So that has been the major reason.
Another major reason is also, if you are looking at consolidated number, I think better view to look at the gross margin for the Aarti Pharma Lab would be standalone. So in the standalone, our margins are more consistent. If you see 21 to 23%, it will move around with the CDMO up and down in terms of EBITDA margin. So I think that will be a better number for tracking than the console, because console has some trading activity also, which eventually will get stopped by the end of this year.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Nagda from Vivid Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. I just wanted to ask about the xanthan prices trend last year and this year, and what are we anticipating in the trend moving forward?
Yeah, so xanthan has many molecules, so I think we won't be able to share, but overall the pricing has come down by around 15-20% over last year.
Okay.
In the spot market.
Okay. So yeah. What are we expecting the trend to move on forward?
Yeah, we expect the trend to, you know, the prices to stabilize at this level as long as the raw material prices are stable or go up only. So we don't anticipate it to come down unless the raw material prices fall further.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Congratulations. I had a broader question on the business front. So, you know, like you just said that because of the U.S. Biosecure Act and even China Plus One, you are seeing a lot of inquiries. But at the same time, you know, we are kind of congested on the capacity utilization, at least in terms of the near future. So, you know, what kind of conversations are then, you know, keeping the customers engaged, because we will not be immediately able to at least start the CDMO phase for them. So, you know, how are they showing confidence in us? I mean, apart from our chemistry skills and our lineage because of RT Group. So, you know, how is it that customers are willing to wait that 6 or 9 months till Atali, you know, is ready?
Yeah, so as we have mentioned that our facilities are fungible across intermediate as well as the CDMO, CMO. So we have flexibility to buy those intermediates and substitute the capacity for CDMO, CMO and keep the customer, give the customer the capacity availability. So that is one thing. Another thing is that these projects, whatever that increase that we are seeing, of course, you know, will take 6 to 8 months or a year to get mature, and by that time, you know, we will also have our facility. So early phase, as we mentioned, you know, we have now this smaller reactor up to from 50 liter to 2 kL. We have already added one block in our Vapi site, which got commissioned in this quarter. So with that, we will be able to meet their validation requirements or early phase requirements to qualify our product for future. So we have that capacities in place. So we don't see any concern on the capacity front for the CDMO, CMO business for now.
Okay, okay. That's it from my end. Thank you so much and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Luri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question was regarding the trading business, which we have discussed right now. So can you please throw some light on what is the actually the annual turnover of the so-called company and the profit margin currently, quarterly as well as annually, and what impact it will have going forward? As you said that the same business will not going to continue from next year.
See, we have a subsidiary called RT Pharma, RT USA Incorporation, which was constituted prior when it was a combined business of RT Industries and RT Pharma Labs. And essentially, we were catering the customers in US require generally door-delivered products. So all the door-delivered products were catered for both the businesses using this company. And then in pharma, we have certain registrations and investments from this entity as well. So this entity was retained in Aarti Pharma Labs as a subsidiary. And Aarti Industries was supposed to create a new company in USA to handle their delivered business in USA. So that will happen by end of this quarter, hopefully. And the large portion of turnover, around 80-90% of the last year, we did close to 200 crore, I think 190-200 crore of this turnover. And this year also, this quarter, we have done a large turnover in this segment. So that will get shifted. But of course, the margin profile is only 1-2% in this business. So it will not have an impact on profitability or EBITDA of the company. Only the top line, which we have been just helping Aarti Industries meet the customer requirement, will get shifted.
Okay. Oh, thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
I would like to thank all the participants on this call to attend this call. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Aarti Pharma Labs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.